And with me is Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson. Good morning.
Good morning on this cold morning.
Yes, we were talking before we came on here. This, we're not used to this stuff, Larry.
No.
Oh, but it's here. And at least there's a little snow on the ground so people can ski a little bit. First meeting of the year was this week for the city council. And so a lot of stuff that needs to be done at the first meeting. But let's talk about some holes on boards and committees that the city really needs.
Yeah, part of the meeting was appointing some new people to various committees. But quite frankly, on the Planning and Zoning Commission, we have three openings right now, which is huge. And we're in dire need of some people to step forward and please help us out and take, you know, an interest in your community. This planning and zoning is extremely important. And we'd really like to hear from anybody that's interested.
Yeah, I know that the one that's going on right now is this whole planned unit development thing, the 2 mile circle around the city that's kind of city county. The county's been talking about it. The city's been talking about it. Lots of stuff to do rather than just sit around and look at plans.
Yeah, and that committee meets once a month, which isn't that big of a commitment. And a lot of times during certain periods of the year, it doesn't meet at all because there's no business. And so it's important when it meets, but doesn't meet all the time.
Well, it's another one of those examples of, you know, if you don't like the way things are going, get involved. And a lot of people have a lot of opinions about community growth. And it seems like the wrong time to express those is after the fact.
That's a nice way to put it. I appreciate that.
Always the diplomat. Right, okay. So, yeah, well, one thing we need to know is who's the acting mayor if you're not around?
Well, once again, Tim Kennedy will be the acting mayor. A couple years ago, he stepped in for Sue Hakes at the Fisherman's Picnic and got a free fish burger. I was there this year, but I didn't even get one as mayor, so I'm pouting.
Well, let's hope it's not eel pouting. Never mind. Okay, so you had to close the meeting to discuss legal strategy concerning the city and its position with Burbach Aquatics. This is the pool controversy. So what can you tell me about what happened after you unclosed the meeting?
Back in the first part of December, Chris Hood, the city attorney, and Tim Scannell, the county attorney, and Mike Roth met with Mr. Burbach and his attorney trying to see if there could be some kind of an agreement, and there wasn't. And so in the next month then, we finally said there's no room for agreement as it is. And so once we got all that hashed out, we opened in the open meeting again then, directed Chris Hood, the city attorney, to research a declaratory judgment against Burbach Aquatics. And basically what that means is we're now taking the initiative to resolve this issue. It would be to file then with either the district court or the federal court, but it takes some research to see exactly what's going on here. So this looks like about a six-month deal when all is said and done.
So it's going to, in one at this point, it looks like it will end up in a court.
Right now, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
And we're hoping then that, you know, before that, this can all get settled out before we get that far.
And remind us again about that this is not necessarily a step toward becoming involved in the community center.
That's a real good point to make, that the city has never yet gone on record as going to support, for instance, a pool at the community center. And so once this gets done with Burbach, then we can face that issue.
One step at a time.
Right.
Okay. We've been speaking with Grand Marais Mayor Larry Carlson, and we will talk to you in a couple of weeks after the next meeting.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.